Log Talk Radio.
Speed back. The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody tune in if you can get a chance. This is a show that's appropriate for the whole family. Hello. I'm Talk Dude. Now, this on this line is the one and only comedy organic, okay?
Yes, this is comedian comedy organic, okay? And I'm here participating in this program. It's called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And the greatness that's in you, it should be aspired.
Yes, don't just listen. Talk. Let us know what you're thinking. What are you feeling? What's going on in your head right now? We invite you to call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This show is all about basically listening to your inner self, this inner greatness that is within you, that is within all of us. Listen to that voice and taking action so you can reach your fullest potential, so you can truly evolve to the highest possible state that you physically can. I think about evolution, it never quite ends. We keep progressing, changing throughout history. We get better and better, and it never stops until all life stops. So that's what the greatness within you is about. Your greatness, your untapped potential. It's there. Feed it. Listen to it.
You know,
you can be
I'll
what you need to be.
You're doing a good job, Captain. Those out there that seeing a turned on, you know, solar panel that's being motivated at another altitude. It's so natural to see success, to see the things in someone that you know they have the ability. That's why so many people get so excited when they see celebrities and people that celebrities will be sitting a lot of times that we say the person that never should have been successful because it was never the person that had the most ability. And by all the standards of society and how everybody socialized, this is not how it worked. By most people surveying and other people, there are exceptions to the rules that people have figured out ways to be successful. But there was a lot of ways that people, if there wasn't the best, people wouldn't necessarily consider them being the option was always the best. The best is the best that this. You know, and it was so pushed so hard where people that's successful, people would look at that and say, how did that exist? They don't tell you what is the exceptional or what is the rare caliber of what that means to be successful when you don't have the tools that people think you should have to make their desires and their fantasy operate, right?
Mm-hmm. You got it.
You see people that's from all over the world, and you see how they build and create things without necessarily having the things that you think you should have, right? But they got a heavy desire appetite. And that desire have molded and pushed things and pushed the life into things, right? That's really the, they call it like the magic, you know? The sea talk dude, truly understand what he's supposed to do, he's going to turn on another switch. Once he truly understands this, he's not going to set you up to fail. He's going to be the one that's coming and doing extra work. That's what's so far amazing about him. The things that people would think that they're so annoying about him, that's one of the things that make him so loving and care so much to see you be successful. Well, he's doing all. He's the one. When you he plays dead. I mean, this is a joke, but this is. He's the one behind the stunt devil of the crash dummy. He did all the work and he played dead. Like there's nothing wrong with him, and he's been living in his desires. I know that's a bad thing to say, but he's been doing all these things to truly brings the ability of someone that has never gave him the chance, never gave people like him a chance, and people that plan on never giving this a lighter day. And this is something different from talk dude to have this sense. Now, my name is Kami Arduig, okay?
It is.
My colleague, his name is Talk Dude.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Listening to satisfying the greatness within you. Now, Talk Dude, do you have any more words to say to the people?
Okay. Look, let me tell you all about personal greatness. Now, it is different things for different people. It varies. A personal example. Now, different people have different variations of greatness within them. I've met people throughout the course of my life. I think they all, in a way, need this program. But once again, they'll get a different response out of it. The greatness of us varies. I knew this guy who basically, from school, he was the bully from the block. He specialized in playing the tough guy. He was the polytypical tough guy, the badass. You know what I'm talking about. Now, he specialized himself in trying to be as bad as possible. That was his thing. Basically, so much, I mean, honestly, he made quite a reputation for himself. It paid off in a lot of ways. A lot of girls had their fun with him, you know, girls when they're going through that phase. He's that type of guy. He never really graduated. At one point, somebody really shot him. I mean, actually, you know, this is the thing that your parents always kind of tell you. At some point, you get to an age where, you know, everybody's got something to lose. After that, he made a choice. He could have bought a gun of his own and been some kind of kamikaze cowboy spoiling for the next fight at that point, ready to show down. Or he could have looked at this as a wake-up call. He reached inside and found his own greatness. He became pacifistic after that. He started turning the other cheek. He knew in a way it just wasn't worth it. I asked him, what do you do now? He tries to be an active part of the community. The most of his life, every day, he makes friends with whomever he meets. In a way, he knows the gunshot could have been a lot worse. He could have been finished off, and he decided there's so much living that he's still got to do. He's got to turn his life around in a lot of ways. All right. Let me say something. Now, there's a lot of people out there who are basically dying to, for you to think that they're tough, who will do anything for you to think that they're tough, who are ready. They got nothing to lose. They're happy to die. They're happy to die in a street fight somehow, spoiling in the whatever. And nowadays, well, can't really carry a weapon with you. The law doesn't like that. Police look at basically a civilian carrying a weapon as a restaurant looks at you bringing in outside food. They don't see job security. It's messed up is what it is. What do you do? He makes a point saying it's not worth it. The people like that get killed the way they want to. Don't get suckered in. The ones who are picking a fight, the ones who want to show you they're bad, like that kid in the schoolyard. Don't get into that. Now, I was the kind of guy who basically, honestly, wanted to protect myself. I wanted to carry something with me. The world isn't safe. Remember all the times I got picked on, and there were so many times when nothing really was done about it. Sometimes it seems like one of the reasons that basically kids carry guns to school is because nobody else is going to do anything. It's not just a little bit of getting picked on. The parents say to be overly pacifistic, that's their thing. You know? What to do.
Yes, that's all I'm saying, man. We got to be responsible for the actions that we take, because even though the things that people are not going to be designated help moments, they're going to fuel you when you have the desire to truly move your life through. People are trying to use you as, hey, throw that rope up, and where you at the top, I want you to pin it somewhere so when I climb up on you, you know, and that's people want to climb. People want to do these things that they want to be, you know. People want to be on top of the mountain. So people are always trying to find out in your life, what did you do? How did Tom do get to this point? And when you can see sometimes people are just trying to move through it and not really trying to understand you. And you got those that truly aren't trying to understand. They're going through all the steps. It's something about the naturalness of people truly care. It's like remind you of all the things you did. And it seems like it's done in vain, but when you see people how they truly care about you, the people that it's like flies just happen to get in and be annoying, you find out that's not everybody. And you look at them because they hold a great distraction on your mind. You find out that is what's the problem. That one thing is distracting. You put those things out the way, you find out so many more things that people are truly willing to help you, truly part of being the solution, not being the distraction that's molding and taking your time out the way. You know, it's one of the things that I was telling people and thinking about is how so many things that you being distracted by the journey that you're taking that seems so far along, once you come back that direction after you being lost, it seems so much time didn't even waste. When you truly know where you're going, you find the thing that you've just been wasting your time and you're like, oh, man, I'm lost. And once you find it, it seems like the energy level is charged and the information you have is redefined. And you're not left with that weak muscle. The muscles went through emotional rehab, and now you're at another level of altitude of information. Now you can see things. You can fly and travel, but then this ability, because it's actually the platform is in place where you can do these things. Like everyone, we have to look back. And look back. Let's talk about Mr. Talk Dude and what he's been doing. What Talk Dude been contributing with his set of finding greatness within you?
Indeed.
Talk Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, man. Let's look at some of the imaginations, ideas that you are putting into the world. And don't lock it in with the limitations that people have. I want you to stay on the kind of stereotype. I want you to stay in this mindset because it's convenient for them. You know, if people know what you were capable of, they'd be like, yeah, what happened again? You know what happened. Not the dude with the back like that. What did he do this time? He took my mama, he took my sister, he took my auntie, took my grandma. Now he's trying to take my new wife. Why? Why? Didn't you bother him many years ago? That was back then. I didn't know he could be this kind of animal. This is not the bad way. I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to call on me this all this trouble. You gotta say, maybe this is the problem that you were looking at. Maybe you were seeing the past before the future. Maybe this was the problem you was worried about. You thought it was a negative thing. It was a negative thing because he pressed all your family.
Yeah. All right. Look, when I got into this program, this one thing, I started to realize basically that I was holding myself back. I mean, in a weird way, I've been holding myself back for the longest time, the untapped potential in all of us. I was somebody who basically thought that, you know, when I was an adult, it would just naturally come out. But no, it's a situation, it's a choice that you have to make every single day. You need to basically feed yourself. You need to feed yourself. You know, you need to let all that out, let it flow. And I just want to say that really, it was Organic OK that made me realize that maybe there was greatness inside of me and that I could release it. I could let it go. It really does exist within all of us. And then, once again, look, I told you about that guy I knew from school.
Believe me, if this guy is telling you that, it's not advertisement. This is desires that have been freed by no commercial break and moving right directly to the message. Go ahead, Tom Duty. I'm listening.
It's 15 minutes after the hour here, 7:15 here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Satisfy your personal greatness. Let yourself be heard. Call in. Let us know what you're thinking. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Well, you got to look at this sometimes, dude. When you're satisfying and connecting people, sometimes while you're living happiness, it's bringing people to the understanding as they're talking to you. You don't necessarily be miserable to connect to them and bring them out of misery, right?
Yeah.
That's what sometimes you'd be trying to be too miserable for other people. And that's what makes the problem. Because they say, why? This misery can't. Like, you become like a hostage to a, like, almost like some kind of scary movie hostage emotion. Like, you're not even that miserable, but you're trying to be so connected to the person that you try to do. You'd be like, hey, hold on, man. I'm just miserable. You don't realize you have drove the misery away from them. And they went, no, I don't want to be around you no more. You're driving me somewhere else. Like, oh, you don't want to go to this park? Oh, okay, excuse me. Hey, remember that movie with that guy with that his head was shaped like a waffle cone?
Yeah.
And you remember how he stopped the fireworks? And the fireworks was kind of dull, right?
Yeah.
And then when he did the fireworks again, he put the shades on?
Yeah. Yeah, no shocking about
it. Yeah, you see how everybody's mouth was open? Yeah, that's you. You feel like you showed a little something. That's what's so funny. You showed a little something like, yeah. And then you go to this church, hey, no, man. Come on, man. Don't get. Yeah, they're like, get away from here. You causing trouble. You be giving them misery like they're asking for a throw. They say, no, man, I don't want this misery. And you be like, oh, is this all right? I thought you wanted to be miserable like this. So take the time and just show people that I'm telling you, man, if you can truly just be happy, people will look at you different. You will be like seeing fool's goal and having real goal. People are like, hold on a second, man, that's real goal? That would connect to you different. You don't have to even go back and forth with it. If you just stay there and don't look back to that, because that's what happens. If growth could just die, guess what it wouldn't do?
What?
If growth wouldn't die, what it wouldn't do? It wouldn't look back. But you ever see the rose, and what it do? It looked back, and guess what happens? It's dead. We're looking straight ahead. Guess what happens? It's going up and up and up. Right?
When
you look back, that is sure you're dead. You notice how fish float to the top and lean? You see them in the fish tank? You see how the fish floats to the top? They'll be trying to find it. Guess what happens? It went back. What's happening? It normally starts turning sideways. What happens at that point?
You tell me.
Death.
Death. Oh, death.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Another thing, we're just talking about how the things that show people life should be not compromised. As much as people try to be selfish, why happiness can't be shown to people in a way that look like a criminal destroying your life, but showing you that greatness that's in your life. See, we don't look for that. We don't show those moments. We don't show how the evil is trying to look like it's strength and got motivated. We don't show you about how the motivation of life and the destiny designed in your happiness got more appetite, got more pushing moments to find you a place of happiness, find you a place where you can't even deny this ability. You were lifted up. And you see people that's disabled. When you truly lift it up, you see them look like strength and happiness, holding their hands, and they've been pulling each other out of the problem. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. You ever see people that truly been turned around from problems that look like they never should have been out of that. And you see how they look. You see how the world holds on to the handship of greatness. Satisfying. That is what I'm talking about. When we take a moment, that's not saying and forget. Yeah, talk dude is comedian, but he ain't no clown. He not to be overlooked and undermined. Isn't that right, talk dude?
That's right. You nailed it. That was perfect.
You need to appreciate it. We're not going to sit here and act like this guy doesn't have what it takes to be the guy that he knows he wants to be. And guess what? On the other side, we're going to see, hey, I'm not like that, but talk dude got the woman he wanted. Man, how'd he get it like that? See, people say it's superficial. That's superficial. But fiction without having the hook of greatness that bringing you to something that you can appreciate, you will lose your hook in your life of success. And all the trash be pushing you away like a broom push trash away. You understand? It's not by accident. You have it's something about the success of the underdog that makes the atmosphere so rewarding. Think about comedy. How many years back where people didn't necessarily have comedy name like this, but they had comedy tag. They had comedy. They had it down pat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
yeah.
Comedy and our ancestors have had so many jokes and so many messages. You don't think the ancestors come back? You don't think the people know desires that we have, the conversations that we truly want to have? They isolate us. They put us in a harvest, and they breed our soul. We're satisfying the greatness is the gift that we reward our own thinking ability. And it won't wake up. It will be rewarded through the dreams of our creation. Thoughts at this moment, everyone take this moment. I want you to appreciate. And we've been looking up to the ability of Talk Dudes. He's been working on his ability, and we're going to take this time to appreciate him. Talk Dudes coming up with another destiny moment. And a destiny moment is birth again. It's another day to, guess what? Talk Dude's birthday is coming up shortly.
Yeah.
This guy's been working so hard. He's been working so hard. He's been so dedicated. He's been sitting there looking like he should be imitating anger and misery. This man didn't realize that happiness is tickled inside of the greatness in him. Now, this is a time talk, Dude. I want to appreciate you for the gifts that you brought to the table.
Thank you.
You truly are willing to appreciate, and this is where you're going to really appreciate. This is where your hard sweat. This is where the thing in you as a kid, the appreciation is you became the man that you desired to see. You were the man that's traveling on the destiny of the journey, and now this is the time. This is the time to talk to. This is the time. This is the conversation where your lost words have been destiny delivered in the message of your desires.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, basically, that guy I talked to, that guy, he basically satisfied his own greatness. I mean, he became pacifistic, and he began to reach out to the rest of the community. Everybody knew who he was after that. Everybody in his neighborhood knew him. That bullet sort of freed him. I don't know, it's a terrifying thing, but I'm telling all of you at home, you don't have to basically get shot. You don't need to have a near-death experience, a terrible crippling experience to sort of change your life. It doesn't need to be that severe. You can basically grab a hold of yourself right now, reach in, and let it.
Dude.
Yeah?
I want you to truly stop practicing. Stop practicing on your happiness. Your happiness, I've always wanted you to live your happiness with no discipline of destruction. I want you to truly be remarkable in your ability. They couldn't wait to have telling that story. You be in it. You be in, that's where you want to be. That's where you need to be. You don't have to be a problem. Your problem is not the solution. The solution is the problem. That's the problem. And as you talk, don't be on eggshells, because the shells that you're leaving is where birth has shown. The crumbling moment where sounds become discipline of anger, and discipline of anger have found the backbone, and where you can see the actual ability come to another level of appreciation. And talk, dude, come on now, man. You've been working too hard to be sitting on eggshells. You have been doing so much. You cracked out of that. You freed that toxic space. And you know where you have been truly being rewarded. You have helped others.
Yeah.
You be timid. This is not the time now. You get it all now. This is the journey. This is the reward. And you stay here acting like you being humble. You're not being humble, because the humbleness in you, desire, the appetite of reward, not to be sitting here acting like you don't know your desires. All these years you've been thinking about desire. You've been echoing the things, obsessing, because you didn't know your desires would ever have a light, never have a day. Now you get the day in light, and you sit here and don't got the appetite to breathe anger of happiness. Breathe the life into something. Stop playing with this. This is not a joke. This can't be joked with. This is an answer. And you don't need no directions. Wake up out of your soul and wake up with the message in your tongue. We must leave at this point. This is Comedian Comedy, Organic OK. Thank you
and
for
talk,
talk, dude. Staying tuned in to the program. Everyone, you can find that moment. That moment has always been rewarding society desires, bubbling because the dessert won't just taste it. Don't hold on to it. Don't say here, I'll come back to it later, because no later coming back to it. Come back. Will be backwards outside of your soul of no coming back. You slide up, step into all rules. You don't waste your time with conversation that is not going to add up and give you the actual reward. Now, talk, dude, you must finalize your words.
Okay. I want everybody out there to take a moment. Feel your own heartbeat. Feel your own pulse. Know it's there. Know you are alive. And realize that there is a greatness inside of you, a personal purpose that needs to reach its fullest potential. Let it out. Feel the breath going in and out of your lungs. Engage it. Indulge it. You are alive. You've been listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. You can pick up all our shows off the web, off Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. We're at 515-605-9709. Listen to our show. Listen to them all. Don't just listen. Get into it. Embrace it. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you. Good night.